This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Hey, Adel and JPC, can you come in here for a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got your Hey Riddle Riddle report cards in the mail today. Just thought we could talk about them really quick.
Wait, yeah. Okay, great. Let's go to McDonald's.
I think
I can trade mine for chicken nuggets. Please, let's go to McDonald's right now. I can trade mine for chicken nuggets.
Yeah, there's a new thing. It's like Book It, but with McDonald's. It's called Mook It.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should address some things first. I'm not sure McDonald's is on the menu today, boys. So let's
I'm sure I disagree with you. Oh, I'm sure I disagree.
Looks like meat is back on the menu. Here's my thing. Those creatures, what were they? Ents, what are those called? The trolls, Sauron's army, when they go, looks like meat's back
McDonald's
on the menu.
Are these McDonald's characters?
Yes, they're the toys of these things.
The
You're telling me
McDonald's.
Those things that were like created by Saruman, they know what menus are?
Adel, you bring me to my first point is
yeah,
Adel waxes poetic about Lord of the Rings too much and... On Hey Riddle Riddle in class.
Well, do you think that Sauron doesn't know what menus are? Because if he created them, like, you know, if you were going to have a bunch of children, Adel, they would know what foie gras was, and
yeah,
like
exactly.
Most kids wouldn't.
Put it on Thin Mints. And here's, Aaron, another
JPC.
Thing. You
Come
name
on.
One character Sauron and another character Saruman? Come on, man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Throw a mark in there.
JPC, on your report card, it says, pleasure to have in class, .. not...
Oh, that's worth at least
spelled.
A chicken nugget. That's worth at least a chicken nugget.
Yeah, you guys are getting like B's and C minus on
B.
You got an F on building up Aaron and letting her talk. An F, boys.
Aaron, that's also an impossible class.
Aaron, can we also?
Oh, okay. You get an A for that. Yes, Adel.
Can we bring something to the table?
It better not be my report card.
JPC and I went to the most recent PTA meeting, of course, Puzzle Teacher Conference. What are those called?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
PTA stands for Parent Teacher Conference? Wouldn't that be PTC? What is PTA
Parent
stand
Teacher
for?
Association?
The PTA is the Parent Teacher Association. A Parent Teacher Conference is, that would be called a PTC, but nobody calls it that.
Okay, fine. We went to Menards. But listen, we got you a gift. It's a set
what
of screwdrivers.
It?
So... Here, this is for all you do for us because you keep things tight.
Two cocktails.
You keep the show tight.
Two screwdriver cocktails. These have been in the sun, I think, for a while.
Yeah, curdled.
It's fine. Let's go to McDonald's. You guys can pick out one thing you want off the menu.
I'm going to fuck Grimace.
Did I ever tell you guys that my little brother and I, when we were growing up, we used to tell each other like put downs about where we came from and like how we were born. And one time my little brother got mad because I said that he was born covered in deer ticks. And he said that mom and dad got me at the discount bin at Menards, but they waited an extra week until they dropped the price down 50%.
That is ice cold. To wait a week after it's already
hilarious.
In the discount bin?
Already in the discount bin. But they're like, just trust me, it'll be here in a week.
No rush.
So funny.
No rush. Well, there is a rush, actually, to get into doing some riddles. I'm old
okay.
man.
What? Why? Why is there? What is it? What? What?
Because
would you accept that as a premise? No.
We're just dragging JPC by
no!
like off
no!
into the episode. Come
get
on, there! Get in there.
Kill
get
me,
in the episode.
All
right, you're gonna break your fingernails dragging them in the dirt. Here's what today's episode about. Here's what it's about. We're gonna get there fast so we can take it slow, as the Beach Boys once sang. Because the riddles today, I mean, there's not like a there's a bit of a theme, but. There are a lot of just sort of relaxing.
I take my gas back.
Just a lot of relaxing sort of countryside bacolic.
To get away from it all.
Yes. We're just going to sit on the porch, drink some lemonade, and solve some riddles today.
Did you know that when the Beach Boys wrote that song Kokomo, all the places that they talk about in the song Kokomo, they were actually men when they wrote that. So they weren't Beach Boys.
The Beach Men.
They should have been called the Beach Men.
The Beach Men.
The Beach Men.
So for example,
I'll do some riddles.
Huh?
I'll do some riddles. I said yes.
Oh.
I'll do as many as I can until I'm full, and then I'll stop.
I forget we should keep asking each other, did you want to even do riddles today?
Yeah.
We've just been
on autopilot.
This is a little PTA from old JPC. It's important to get consent before you start doing riddles on your friends.
Public service announcement?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, yes. Here is the first riddle. Lay down, get a blanket. It's a little chilly out. Little green hats on little red faces arrive in June and take their places, hiding out among the grasses until they're found by lads and lasses.
Little boxes made of tic-tac.
Made of boxes in the suburbs selling weed.
And a pink one and a green one and a blue one.
What is Arlo Guthrie? Final answer.
Strawberries. Flowers.
Aaron? You were right, and then you were wrong, therefore you're wrong. JPC, do you want to steal?
Woody Guthrie.
It is strawberries, which these fruits kill fascists.
I was going to say, this guitar kills strawberries.
Oh, no. Well, I think all guitars kill strawberries.
Yeah, they can.
I do want to see a scene.
Already?
You know what? You're right. We got into Rudolph so fast, we're going to take it slow. Aaron, you're right.
Everyone... I mean, you can, but that's fast.
Just take a deep breath, relax your neck and shoulders. I think there's a lot of tension being held, and let's just mosey on. No,
no, sir, that's my head. I need my shoulders to support the weight of my head.
Here's the next riddle.
Just lolling back and forth on my shoulders now.
She frolics in the heather and flies without a feather, stores up her golden treasure to weather winter weather. What a beautiful
squirrel. She frolics in the heather. This is about a woman who had a relationship with Heather Locklear.
Uh-huh. It was a squirrel who was married to Heather Locklear. That squirrel's name was...
some musician. I forget his name. Motley Crue.
This is like... this episode is like the Bob Ross of riddles. You got a happy little riddle over here.
This episode is like the Bob Ross of riddles.
And you're being...
on PBS, and it's sponsored by people like you.
You're being the Emmett Smith of assholes, JP.
It's been a while since my PSATs, but I don't think I would be able to get that one right.
Addle, can you read it again?
Aaron, my friend, I would love to. For you, the world. She frolics in the heather and flies without a feather, stores up her golden treasure to weather winter weather.
So it's something that like...
is it like a silo? Like a grain silo?
Yeah. Is it an animal?
How does a grain silo fly?
Well, Red Bull.
Yeah, that's true.
A tree?
That's the other thing. Aaron, it is an animal. And I just want to say, hey, Aaron, you're close and you're not close. You're close in certain ways and you're way far off in other ways.
A person.
Okay.
It's just a person wearing a bear costume.
No. She frolics in the heather and flies without a feather, stores up her golden treasure to weather winter weather.
Golden treasure.
Is this a bee?
Honey?
Oh, it's a bee.
Golden treasure.
Aaron, you each said a correct answer. Can you combine them?
Honeybee.
It's a honeybee. Isn't that sweet?
I'd like to see a scene.
Are the worker bees she's? Or is the queen the only she? I know they have a queen, but is the queen the only female?
I don't think so, right? Maybe.
Wow. The patriarchy. No, it's not the patriarchy. It's the opposite.
Patriarchy. Here's what I'll say. All I know is that the queen, I don't even know this. I immediately backtrack. The queen makes royal jelly, I want to say, which sounds so good.
Yeah. The queen does make the royal jelly.
I think so.
The, Isn't the royal jelly what they feed to the queen to make the queen? Because the queen basically just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it dies. And then they have to like really rush to get a new queen in like 4 days.
They're like, shit. Is it, should we grab Terry? And they're like, not Terry. And it's like, we don't have a choice, man.
They take some glasses off one bee and like let the bee's hair down. She's and they're like, a queen.
And then all the bees do a synchronized dance that they never practiced.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway is the bee queen.
Aaron? I'd like to see a scene.
Absolutely.
JPC, you are a honeybee. Adel, you're a different kind of bee. And you're noticing that he's like taking more of his share of honey. Adel, and you're like a little concerned that he's hoarding all the honey for himself.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Ooh, what you snacking on, friend? What?
This my honey.
Oh.
Honeybee don't care.
I didn't realize honey badgers and honeybees had the same voice. I just need to
fly away from my honey. Don't touch my honey.
Well, you notice I am a fly bee, which is a new flying a bee for the first time.
More like
ever.
You more like a scrub bee.
No, that's rude. For the first time ever, a bee and a fly had sex, and I am the product of that beautiful consummation.
I would not be telling people about that.
Well, I'm proud of my uniqueness. So I just need a scoop. I just need a little dash of honey.
Do not touch my honey. Do not touch my honey.
We have biscuits back home cooling, and if I don't get the honey back there, my parents are going to divorce. This is the first fly and bee.
You don't even need honey. Go eat shit. Oh. Not an insult. I know that that's what you like to do.
You know what? It might be just piles of shit on a cookie tray. Maybe they're not biscuits.
Here's what I think happened. I think your dad's a bee, your mom's a fly, and one day your dad tried shit, which bees are forbidden to do, and your dad got a taste for it.
Okay. Well, that could be the case, so I'm not going to argue here. Hey, friend, you have a blessed day.
Blessed day?
Have you heard the news?
Bezos? We give it.
Have you heard about
Bezos? We give it the office.
Bezos. Oh, Bezos. Okay.
Oh, Bezos. Speaking of old Jack Spanner had a back that is bent and feet that are firmly stuck in cement. Though at his side daydreamers tarry, there's never been a load he couldn't carry.
An ant?
Is this like someone that the mob has killed?
Excuse me?
They've filled his, like a little kiddie pool with cement and then tossed him off the side of a boat, like in The Hobbit.
Are you trying to say The Hobbit?
What's the one with Smaug and all the riddles?
The Hobbit.
Yeah, where the boat's
the
gone.
Boston Hobbit.
The Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
Adel, you have to read it again. These are
absolutely.
Am I moving in slow motion today? How do I sound to you? What's this? Like, how do I sound?
Aaron, you're not moving in slow motion. You're not living in slow motion. You are on you're on a wraparound porch. You're relaxed. The breeze is fluttering through your hair. You're asleep. Aaron, wake up. It's not that relaxed.
I think Adel has fucked up because he is trying to do too relaxing of an episode, Aaron. And I know we got to keep the energy up for you specifically.
I will fall asleep. I will fall asleep this episode. Should I try? Is that funny? Is that good audio?
Casey, can we clip that?
Okay.
Casey, can we just clip that, please? Please tell me we got that.
It's like the sweater episode, but Aaron's asleep for 60 minutes.
I wonder, would it be like a fun experiment to try? I could try.
Aaron, you would succeed. Of course you would succeed.
Peek behind the curtain. Sometimes we do record like two episodes back to back.
Or three.
Sometimes we do three, but rarely we do three. This happens to be a time where this is the second episode that we've recorded. How many episodes do you think we would have to record, Aaron, in a row for you to fall asleep fully for one episode?
Ooh, a riddle.
Two? Two, I think.
She hit two so fast.
It would be fun to try. Will you one day let me try to fall asleep during an episode?
Casey says, I know what'll wake her, and I cannot wait.
Oh. I'm asleep and I won't make a beep.
That is how people
associate like alarm clock sound with like the most stressful feeling in your body?
Yeah.
Casey, you nail on the head, that is what that sound does to me. It triggers my fight or flight I'm like, I'm about to do the worst rap of all time.
You know why Casey played that? Is because you are encroaching in his territory. He is Sleepo, and you're threatening to sleep for an episode.
I'm not trying to make my brand Sleepo.
That is bad.
Relax,
for his brand.
Casey.
That's Casey's brand. That's 100% Casey's brand.
All right, I'll stay awake for this episode, but one day I would like to try.
Here's what I'll say. I was attempting to do a relaxed, breezy episode until I started a scene and said, can I have some honey? And JPC went,
I only got one speed.
Old Jack Spanner had a back that is bent and feet that are firmly stuck in cement. Though at his side, daydreamers tarry, there's never been a load he couldn't carry. This one's a little bit tricky.
A bench?
Oh, it's...
A chair?
Would it be a bridge?
JBC, you beautiful fool, it's a bridge.
Wow, okay. Wow. Now, I got bad news for the crumbling infrastructure of the United States, but there are loads that bridges can't carry. They happen often, and they happen to disastrous effect.
That's a Mothman effect.
Thank you for that anxiety spike, JPC. I love it very much.
Bump said anxiety spike.
Well, here. Let me reduce Aaron's anxiety for a second.
Okay.
If you are on a bridge during a bridge collapse, there is nothing you can do.
Okay. 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 Who in Chicago can go and unplug JPC's microphone? I'm looking through my phone.
Actually comforting.
Who can cut his power? Raina, are you there? I need you to go over there, JPC.
JPC's like a telephone you're talking into, and then as you're talking into the phone, you look over and you realize the wire's been cut, and you're like, channeling audio?
You're in the middle of a phone call, you look down, you see the wire's been cut, and you're like, uh-oh, you hang up, you pick it up again, you start calling the doctor, and you go, what am I doing?
Uh-oh.
Pull me twice. I do want to see a scene. So speaking of bridge, Aaron, you are going to be a bridge troll. You just moved in. Like, you just put your boxes in. Your friends just left. They were helping you carry stuff in. And wouldn't you know it, before you even get settled or prepped with riddles, JPC as a traveler walks over the bridge and you have to pop out and do your thing.
Do-do-do, to the market I go and...
Oh, what? Oh, shit! Fuck. Hello, weary traveler.
Excuse me, sir, are you talking to me?
Yes, hold on.
Do you want me to come back? I'm almost across the bridge.
No, stop. My script is in one of these boxes.
Okay, I'm coming back later today because I got to go to the market.
No, I got to do it now. It's part of the lease agreement. Give me just one second. Oh,
no, I'm already across, and I
Sir, please.
All right, hold on. I'm going to leave all my stuff here.
I found it. It was in the box labeled kitchen.
Hey,
oh,
sorry.
God.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need something?
Yeah, come in. I don't.
I'm so sorry. I've been watching for a minute. Don't mind me. I'm a troll inspector. I just have to, whenever there's a new troll, bridge troll, I just have to inspect to make sure they're doing their job. So I'm not even here.
Okay, great. I just got to get off of this air mattress. Yes. Ordered a bed for my Kia. It's back ordered, though. It's going to be a couple weeks.
Ordering
can't get off.
Human store.
The air mattress.
I'm sorry. What is going on? What is this? What is going on here now?
Hello, weary traveler. You have to answer my riddles 3 if you're going to go across the bridge.
It's 9 a.m.
Maybe you didn't sleep so well last night.
No, I slept fine. You look like you're like walking weird. Did you maybe not sleep well last night?
Air mattress deflated in the middle of the night. God, and sorry, there's takeup boxes. I just moved in like a minute ago. I got
you
my brother to do it.
Where were you sleeping last night on an air mattress?
Here.
Okay, so you've been here all night.
My brother's, he has a truck, so I asked him to help me move. He lost like half my boxes. They're scattered across the highway. This is really hard. It's moving and stressful. I just went through a breakup. I'm starting from scratch.
And sir, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, and we're across the bridge. I'm going to do an exit interview with you.
Give me another shot.
I'm not even here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared for your life were you?
You know what? While that bridge troll was talking, I realized picked up a bunch of boxes on the highway today on my cart on the way over. Maybe I have some of her stuff. I guess not scared at all, but I kind of did feel bad for her.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Why don't you head back over and we'll see what she does. Head back over the bridge.
Hey, I just, you know, I was thinking about...
Ooh, really, hello, weary traveler.
Same guy from before. Ah. I was going to the market earlier, and I did pick up some stuff on the highway. I'm not sure, is this box, is any of this your stuff? Maybe you said that there was boxes.
Yes, that... okay, great. All right, first riddle. What's black and white and matches this paint sample? What do you think?
So this box is full of coupons for books?
Yes.
This is your stuff?
Coupons for books.
What? Yeah, what? I don't know what. This is something that you wanted to save? This is something that you took with you?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you not just pack everything and then get rid of stuff once you move? That's when you purge, just post the move, right?
Oh, no. You're supposed to purge pre-move, because why waste your... You know, was your brother-in-law maybe doing you a favor when he ditched all this stuff?
You think?
Out of the truck? Could have been, because honestly,
he's my ex-brother-in-law. Do you have time to talk about it? I just went through a breakup. I'm starting from scratch.
I see what's happening here.
Ex-brother-in-law just went through a breakup, starting from scratch.
I'm going to
rip
up.
He's not my
these...
brother-in-law anymore because
Got it.
I.
No, because you were dating and
through
then they
marriage.
Were. Yeah, sure. Through marriage, yeah.
I'm going to rip up these forms because, heck, these two have fallen in love.
Hello, Ooh. Weary traveler. Wait, who, no, you're the guy who's here to judge
me. And who has fallen in love? You and the inspector and the troll.
Oh, no, I meant you two. I thought you
Us
two
too.
Have fallen in love.
Oh, super mystery.
I see the ring on your finger. I'm so sorry, sir.
Yeah, yeah. My wife is in the cart.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared was your wife?
You know, I think she's pretty pissed off.
Oh, there she is. Hello, weary traveler. I couldn't find a good troll voice, so I did my old woman voice, and I kind of regret it.
Hey, Aaron, today we're taking it slow. Do you want to just hang out until you find the perfect troll voice?
Try out a few.
Okay. Well, can you give me like a note? Can you give me like a jumping off point?
Here's
or, like,
some iced tea.
Okay.
Aaron, here's my note first. For you to start, imagine like you're talking through gravel. And do whatever
Ooh,
that
Tom
does
Waits.
For you.
Hello,
Tom Waits.
Hi. Hello, weary traveler.
Yes.
Okay.
And a little even, cookie like, monster.
You put your ear, you know how you can put your ear to the bottom of a glass and put the glass to a wall and hear through the wall?
Yeah.
Do that, and it's like you're doing that to a wall, and behind the wall, on the other side, Cookie Monster and Tom Waits are having sex.
Okay.
Hello, weary traveler.
Pitch it down as low
hello,
as you can go.
Hello, weary traveler.
And Aaron, are you sold on hello, weary travel?
I am.
Okay.
That felt right, right?
Yeah, that felt right. I think we got it.
Yeah.
And then Casey, if you can go in.
Voice.
Casey, if you could go in. You know what to do. I mean,
you
do whatever you,
just,
whatever
yeah,
you
do. Whatever
need
you
to do.
Whatever you do.
Take
yeah.
the new voice and then fix it.
And we're not going to tell you how to do your job, Casey. We gave you everything you need. Just go ahead and go just, and do what you, whatever
yeah,
you do.
Do your thing. You do the voodoo that you do so well. Here's the next
one. You go, girl.
Who has a head of gold and then a head of gray? That fellow's as bald as can be after a windy day.
A dandelion.
Here, whoa.
That's right.
That's really good. Is it really?
Yeah.
It
wow.
is. It's very, that was actually very fast and good.
Do you guys remember?
I was going to say King Midas drinking like a really flat beer.
And then his toupee falls off.
Yeah.
How did it go, that little rhyme with the dandelion?
That's all we have to go on?
Yeah.
Rhyme with the dandelion.
So, you know when you'd be like walking as a child and you'd pick up a dandelion, like we're walking home from school or whatever with your friends, and then you put your thumb under the top of like, or under the
pop
head of the
off?
Dandelion, and then you pop it off and it goes like flying, and you'd go, Mom had a baby and her head popped off, her head
what?
Popped off, her head popped off. Remember?
Wait. Aaron.
Yeah. I vaguely
Mama had a baby
this.
And the head popped off?
Yeah.
Is Mama okay? Is the baby okay?
Why would you ask? If someone told you that Mama had a baby and the head popped off, you'd ask, are they okay?
Well, Pop
you would say my condolences.
There's a joint in the...
You would say my condolences. You would skip right to my condolences. You wouldn't ask, how are they doing?
If my shoulder pops out of place, that doesn't mean I'm dead.
My husband was in a fatal car crash. Oh my God. Should I send soup? What does he need?
So we're going to add the clip of someone saying it on YouTube here.
Mommy had a baby and a head popped off.
Mama had a baby and the head popped off.
Mama had a baby and its head popped off.
Mama had a baby and her head popped off. Did you play that when you were little?
So it's almost like you're like popping a bottle of champagne with a dandelion?
Yeah, you go, Mom had a baby and her head popped off. And you hit, or and you pop off the head. Am I insane?
No, Erin. I do have a vague memory of this. It is complicated by the fact that I also grew up with video games. So this was relatively low on my list of things to remember, popping heads off dandelions, when I could go on fucking GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, and pop heads off noobs.
But I will say, JBC, I'm Odd Job. Your scope can't find my head. Suddenly I'm behind you, I stab you in the butt, you're dead.
Okay.
What absolute bullshit. What absolute bullshit to make Odd Job just way shorter than everyone else.
I'm doing some research, and on Reddit 3 years ago, somebody asked, anybody know why we sang Mama Had a Baby and Its Head Popped Off as a kid? Where did this comfortably gruesome song come from?
Okay.
And then someone said, did you sing it while popping the heads off of yellow dandelions? And someone said, I did. I sang this. Well, yeah.
That's a given, right? We all know there was, if they didn't, they'd be like, no, what's the dandelion part? I would just sing this song as I was like muttering in my room, painting my walls with feces.
I'm not crazy. Can't confirm this also happened over here in Australia and in Canada.
But do we know why? This is like a ring around the rosy
thing.
This
is like,
why do people sing this song?
And then someone said, that's just you, bro. I've never heard of that before. Mama had a baby in it.
Okay.
What's the etymology of it though?
Like, I'm looking it up. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, now I'm hungry for etymology. I want to go to, I don't know, sushi and get some.
Oh, etymology. That's anthropology for sushi, right?
Yeah, it's those little green anthropologies that pop out of the shell. Erin, can you find the lyrics? Because I am interested to hear. I don't think I can continue unless I know if the baby's okay or not.
I think it is just Mama had a baby and the head popped off, and then you pop the baby's fine. Head off. Yeah. Guys,
what
I gotta tell
is
you.
This?
It's not.
Oh. All right, the origin. I'm looking for the origin. No one seems to know. No
one
knows.
Great mysteries.
But people were doing it in the 70s.
It kind of feels like a game of telephone, except it never changed. It just was Mom had a baby and the head popped off.
It was in central Illinois. So you guys should have heard. It hit the Midwest.
Well,
Michigan in the early 70s also.
I told you I remembered this.
Yes.
So this is where the phrase flower child comes from.
But Addles was in Illinois, and you never heard it?
Well, I was just out of college in the 70s. We didn't have... No, we had dandelions.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Well, someone might know out there. Let me know.
But we let them do that. We didn't kill them.
Were there dandelions in Las Vegas? Probably not, right?
There's cacti.
Okay.
That'll hurt if you try to do that to a cactus.
And there's cicadas.
Mom had a baby.
Hospital! 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 What were you talking about?
I
got an answer to a riddle, right? Yes. I remember now.
Addle had a riddle and then Erin popped off.
I'm going to try
pop
to
pop off, Queen Bee.
She's still trying.
Oh, speaking of, wow, look at this. Speaking of little children's nursery rhymes, Willy Wispy, Wee Willy Wispy, if you will.
Wee Willy Wispy.
Willy Wispy had more than one hue, all decked in white and purple and blue. In a dark mood, he wept and he cried, and all the children ran inside.
Rain cloud.
Yeah, it's a rain cloud.
I'd like to see a scene.
Wow, it's a rain cloud. Purple and blue?
I mean, clouds should be able to wear what they want.
That's true. And they look good. Those are the colors they look best in.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a scene. Addle and JPC, you are two beings that work in an office job. Addle, you're a human. JPC, you are a rain cloud who works at the job, and you make every day just a little gloomier at the office.
Yeah. All right. Let's get
another church bus crashed this morning. I was on my way to work and I saw another church bus. Crash.
Okay. Not today, Frank. Not today. You're not going to get me down. Okay.
What's that?
I said, you're not going to get me today. I had piece of cake. There's cake in the break room. I'm having some coffee and I am in a good mood.
There was no cake left for me. I tried to get some cake as I was coming in and there was no cake left.
That always
seems
to happen to you. I wonder,
Frank.
So I think it's maybe the energy we put into the world. Reap what we sow, I think is the phrase.
Speaking of sowing, crop yields down 15% this year.
Don't care, not a farmer.
But you do eat food and it is actually tied into pretty much every facet of our lives, and crap yields down. Pretty bad news for us.
Frank, did you watch that video I sent you about morning yoga? It is so it's so rejuvenating.
My YouTube account was locked again.
Apparently,
someone's back in the comments impersonating as me doing their hateful messages. So
Locked
out of YouTube for the foreseeable future.
Sorry, I can't get sucked into this again.
Speaking of sucked in, another cyclone touched down in Minneapolis. Pretty rare to see cyclones in Minneapolis, but they are taking people and cows.
And I know what you're doing. You're trying to get me to say, are you related? And then you go off and say, how dare you? Not going to fall for it, Frank. Not today. Guess what? Me and my wife are going out on the town. Me and the wife are going out on the 100%
town. 100% of all marriages end in death or divorce. 100% likely those two options. And those are the only options.
That can't be right. Well, buddy, I'm going
to
head out.
What town? You and your wife are going out in the town. What town are you going to?
I'm not going to tell you because you are going to drink, and then hover overhead. So you take care, Frank. Wish you the best. And I hope you figure shit out.
Well, I hope you figure shit out because the toilets have been overflowing, and as you're walking out, the hallways are literally covered in it. So it's not a problem for me. I can kind of just glide right over. But for most people, it's going to be a bit of a problem getting home tonight.
I brought a skateboard to work today. Whee! Oh, splashing. It is splashing. It is splashing.
Yeah, that's absolutely worse. I'll skateboard through the sewage.
Well, speaking of skateboards, why don't we, Tony Hawk? Why don't we Tony
Grind,
Hawk some products?
Melon, pop, shove it.
Manischewitz.
Oh my God, can we do ads for Manischewitz? Can we please, Jake, Amir, can we please do ads for Manischewitz?
Are you here? Are you listening?
Have they ever done an ad? We need to be the first.
Manischewitz, are you 16? This is very stealable.
Three Gentiles pushing Manischewitz is what you'll hear right now. Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have... pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray... your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Hanson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be able
to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed, I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did. Right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Okay, Aaron and JPC, the sun has set. We're still here, just relaxing on this little vacay out in the countryside.
I've never been more stressed out.
Okay. Well, the fireflies, for some reason, have been hovering around you, Aaron, all of them. I don't know what's going on. There's something, you're excreting something from your skin.
Electricity,
did you drink,
I
like
think.
A weird? Oh, no. Oh, they're
I drank a battery.
They're lifting her up. Okay. You drank a battery?
It
did
was
you pop
so good.
Off the top?
Yes.
Ah, boy. Well,
I feel like we've talked about that in the show before. I just had a memory. I think we might have talked about Mama had a baby and her head popped off before on the show.
That?
Yeah.
Oh,
anyone
interesting.
Remember?
I thought you had a memory of drinking a battery on the show before, and I'm like, for sure we've done that.
I would remember
sure
that.
For sure we've done that.
Let's get back into some more riddles here. Entirely metal except for the seat and the places I put my hands and my feet, and where it should happen to touch the ground, where it goes round and round and round.
Wheel.
Slayer. Metallica.
Round and round.
Could you read it
is
again?
Is that Rat? Entirely metal except for the seat and the places I put my hands and my feet, and where it should happen to touch the ground, and where it goes round and round and round.
Like a bike?
Well, Aaron, you're close.
Motorcycle. Wheel. Tricycle.
Colder,
scooter.
Colder. Aaron, you kind of had it.
Car.
Kind of nailed it. Except
bike?
For, yes, it's a bike.
Did I not say bike first?
Well, you said like a bike.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is my least favorite Madonna song.
But it's
like
my favorite Nelly Furtado song. I'm like a bike.
I'm a Madonna. What makes the leaves of autumn such a pretty sight? Altogether they're black, none are white.
What?
Aaron, have the fireflies put you down.
No.
What do you say, lightning bugs or fireflies?
Fireflies.
I used to say lightning bugs, and then I was shamed into saying fireflies because everyone said lightning bug.
I wonder if that's regional.
I think I learned lightning bug, but I think I would now say firefly. I don't know that I would say lightning bug as like an adult, but I remember catching lightning bugs when I was a kid.
So you would say Nathan Fillion cut his teeth on a movie called...
Serenity?
Yeah. Castle?
Serenity?
Castle?
Yeah, I don't know why that distinction. Maybe it just feels like you grow up and you call them by their proper name, fireflies, even though that is just also just like a slang name for whatever that bug is called, you know?
Yeah. And it look to me, the color, if you really look at the sort of bioluminescence, it is way more Gatorade yellow, which to me is lightning, than it is the sweet orange kiss of fire.
Mm. Mm. That's right.
Casey is typing.
Do you know how insane would you come off if you just called everything by its like actual, like, what is it? Like etymological name?
Casey said, I feel like Firefly has Hollywood behind it. And I would agree.
Did you call
them lightning? Actually, Firefly famously didn't have Hollywood behind it. It got one season, Casey, and it didn't even get a full season.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing that up.
What makes the leaves of autumn such a pretty sight? Altogether, they're black. None are white. And I'm trying to really leave a space in between none are white.
Is this like the things in your eyeballs that perceive the cones and rods in your eyeballs that perceive color? Is that what this is?
Hmm. I want to support this, but I'm confused.
Chess. Checkers. A rake.
What makes the leaves of autumn such a pretty sight? So what you just let's just have a conversation.
Color.
Yes. Aaron, you're very hot.
Rainbow.
Color's a little closer. What makes the leaves of autumn such a pretty sight? Altogether, they're black. None are white. So it's basically, it's like color, but it's a little more.
Oh, like the colors? Because if you mix every color together, you get black. And if the absence of color is white?
So what if you took, so
is that like light waves, like light we're talking about?
So say the two of you took these things out to like dinner and they ran to the buffet and just like gorged themselves.
I'm not paying.
And you,
I'm not, oh, it's a buffet? Then it's fine.
Okay. I was just hypothetical. Anyway, back to, so they're oink, oink, oink. They're just eating up all the food. They would be, there'd be hungry little
piggies.
The first three letters are right.
Pigment.
It's pig. So what would a little hog find under its pillow at a Ramada Inn.
All right, so here's what you could
tooth.
You
could, a big tooth.
You could do like you take them out to dinner and they go oink 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 and they eat up all the food and then on the way out they have the audacity to grab a little breath freshener.
Yeah. Ugh,
disgusting. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you're meeting up with an old friend from college to have a dinner to catch up. JPC, you're the old friend from college. You two are roommates, and JPC, you are a literal pig.
I cannot believe you're here. You look the same. You have not aged a day.
Honestly, you haven't aged a day as well.
Wow, it is so good to see you. So tell me everything. How's your career? I saw that you got that book deal on Instagram. That's super exciting.
Yeah, 3 books for $10. I know. It felt like a limited time thing, but you never know when a book coupon's going to land for you. So it's like right. It's always worth saving. Okay, for me, well, the day job is an absolute grind. I'm still kind of in the muck every day, just kind of splashing around in there, trying to make some change.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hello, of course, I work for sorry, I'm
hi.
Just a little... Hi.
Hello.
Hello to you, and then also, I'm your waiter. My name is... I can't think of it right now. Our specials today are...
That's okay, first day.
Hamachi, and we're out of that. And then we also have a porcini mushroom soup that we're out of, so I don't know why I said the specials. We don't have
those. Dang, both of those sound so good.
Yeah, what? And are the bacon-wrapped scallops wrapped in bacon?
Well, bacon is like a nickname. They're scallops, but we bake them. We put it's like we bake them as in baking, as in bake a cake. So we bake scallops into a cake, and it's awful.
Here's
it's very
what
bad.
I want you to do. This one's on me. Whatever the most popular thing on the menu is, we'll take two of those.
Whole roasted hug. My car is running. I'll be right back.
That sounds good. Oh
yeah, gone. You definitely have to check that because if you just leave your car running, that could be really terrible for the environment and such.
Oh, but
well,
else?
What's new with you? What's new with
nothing.
You?
I'm
tell
the
me
same.
Everything.
It's just me, Todd, and the two kids, goats that we live with, and it
sure.
is noisy and hard, obviously. Todd works long hours. I work long hours. So we just feel like two ships sometimes, but it's been...
Oh, my God. Did I tell you? I finally fucked a horse.
What?
Yes.
No.
I've been trying since college, and I finally did it.
Ooh, wow. That full hog smells so good. Are you smelling that? The table next to us just ordered it.
Oh, my God. That smells so good.
We're hey, getting
it's me
that?
Again. I just want to apologize.
I'm so hungry I could fuck a horse.
This is
I'm
like
sorry?
I don't know what this is behind this. There's been a mistake. That is not what we don't do that here. I think my car, the brakes went out and it hit a
oh
pig.
Oh, my God. Is that a cooked pig?
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay. So
when I asked you for the best thing on the menu and we'll have two of them, what, you just forgot that you served that here?
I short-circuited. I panicked.
Bring it out to us now. That looks delicious.
We'll take three.
Oh.
See?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll have three whole roasted pigs.
With everything on the menu there, I'm assuming it was just like the restaurant we were dining at was just like a pork barbecue restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Pork
could I have
everything.
2,300 pounds of pork, please? For me and my friend. Pigment was correct. Let's move on to the next one. As many strings as a seamstress, as many hammers as a hardware store, as many keys as a castle, all locked behind one door.
Oh, this is like a piano.
Piano.
The piano.
It's like a piano.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, do you know what the pianoforte is?
Loud.
Oh, I know right. that. I know that. That is when in college when you tape two pianos to your hands.
Yes.
And then you can't leave the party until you've played both pianos.
Piano, that's really funny. Pianoforte ounce.
Yes. Yes.
Who cooks for you when he's in a talkative mood? His appetite is good, but he can't keep down his food.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay with stomach flu. He's got norovirus.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. He should have stayed home, but
grill.
It's called
garbage disposal.
Okay, oven. more like Bobby Spray because of how sick he is.
Fire.
Okay.
Emeril Lagasse, because he's...
That I love.
Now we're cooking with Lagasse. Who cooks for you when he's in a talkative mood? His appetite is good, but he can't keep down his food. So think about in nature.
Gordon Brown noise. Oh, come on.
This is supposed to be relaxing.
I actually need help with the riddle, JPC. Can you help?
What am I doing? Am I not? What am I doing?
It's like your friend that goes to help you move and they just tell jokes and they don't lift a single box.
Yeah, when I help move. When I help people move. When I motivate people to move.
So who in nature can't keep down its food?
A bird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A crow?
But it's a specific type of bird. And this is this bird. This bird's barf I dissected when I was in fifth grade.
Ooh, an owl.
It's an owl. And here's the thing I don't understand. It says, who cooks for you when he's in a talkative mood? The answer is an owl. And then it says, all owls are well known for saying who, but the barred owl has an entire sentence to say, who cooks for you? So when he's in a talkative mood, you hear the sentence. I don't understand that. Is it like to wit to who, but it sounds like who cooks for you?
So the owl makes a noise that sounds like who cooks for you. And it's a specific type of owl. And none of us has ever fucking heard about that ever before. You're like some sort of owl freak. Who sent this in? Some sort of owl nerd?
deletes my entire laptop. I do want to see a scene. JPC, you and I are out for a night stroll. And Aaron, you're going to be an owl that we keep hearing. And it's unlike any owl we've heard before.
Dinner was delicious. Dinner was so good.
Yeah, thank you. So I was talking to Robert, and he said this is...
What?
Oh, you didn't like the...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, that wasn't
Robert?
No.
You don't want me to talk to Robert? I'll stop talking to Robert.
What?
I didn't... Okay, so...
How are you doing that?
Are
you like
this?
Jeff Dunham? Am I on a date with Jeff Dunham?
No, I've actually done that before, and it
you
was
do have to tell me if you're Jeff Dunham. That is
I,
legally
I
you have
you,
to tell
did
me.
Did I tell
you're
you
Jeff
that
Dunham.
I dated Jeff Dunham? Like, we went out 3 times.
Oh, I... Ooh, that is...
Why?
It was awful.
Did I think
well,
why out loud? It feels like I heard it.
When?
I mean, this was.
Yeah, this you was, said two or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, no, it was like 2007. It
what
was
is
like
it?
It was so long ago.
Who's there?
Who's making that noise?
Who's making that noise?
Is someone
where?
Right,
that's
well, right
what
there.
We want to know.
Right
yeah.
where you are.
Why?
Because we want to know what the fuck's going on.
What?
Oh, stop.
You don't hear it.
We're on a prank show. This has to be a prank show.
How?
Well, they hide cameras. Cameras
yeah,
are very tiny these days.
Everywhere.
It could be one in this
yeah.
tulip
where?
Right here. Well, like I said, in a tulip, or it could be in the corners of the parking
oh, I
lot
think,
here.
I think they mean where does it air, and it could be like MTV or
no, MTV.
When?
7/8 Central, which...
That's a
remember,
prime slot.
They just used to say 7/8 Central. I didn't know what that meant.
What?
How did you not know what that meant? 7/8 Central. It's time zones. Did you not know what time zones were?
As a kid? No. You knew
Why?
What time zones were? Why
well,
time
yeah,
zones?
Because my
well,
parents
because
lived in two
I
different time zones. They were divorced.
The way that oh.
Well, look, they didn't
divorced,
love each other,
right?
And people fall apart. They grow apart. I mean, that's what we're all doing.
Why?
For companionship.
Because
probably, we don't want to die alone.
I don't know. People change and grow and, you know.
When?
When do people change and grow in life?
As they get older, you know. At one point, Jeff Dunham was a different guy, and he meant something to some people, and now he doesn't mean the same thing to those people anymore.
Yeah, I agree. How was he a different guy? That seems hard to picture when he has a...
It was before the terrorist
when?
Thing. It was
before the
2007.
Terrorist
thing. I know. It was like 2007. It was way before that, or I can't remember if that's
what?
Way after that.
What do you mean, what? You
it
know
was 2017.
What?
It was 2017.
Hey, stop talking for a second. Why? Let's do it to them. Let's do it to them.
Wow.
Why?
Good call.
When?
Shit.
How?
I don't. Yes. Good. You got it. It's stumped. You got it.
Stumped.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yay.
That was not easy.
Wait, which was
you
not
repeated
easy?
Five words. How was that
I'm
not
the
easy?
Same five words wasn't easy?
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
The asking why over and over again wasn't easy?
To decide which one to say in response to the things you were saying. I was doing all of the who, what, when, where, why, except for who.
I wish I had your troubles.
Aaron just walked over to a painting couch and sat down.
I wish I had your troubles. Yeah.
Hard days work for Aaron.
What has leaves in number like a tree and speaks to me but silently? If I willed it would be heard, I'd lend my voice to every word.
A phone?
These are like the voices inside of your head telling you to kill.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Huh?
Who? When?
What?
Run, Aaron, run.
Run.
What has leaves in number like a tree and speaks to me, but silently?
Like a phone book or like a table.
Well, Aaron, you got overly specific. It's a book. If I willed it, it would be heard. I'd lend my voice to every word. So it's just...
Books have leaves. Why do I not understand? Wait,
pages are made out of trees.
No, pages are not made of leaves.
Isn't that like a book term is a leaf of a book?
They speak to me, but silent me. So it's like you're reading in your head. And if you willed it, it could be heard. But you could read it aloud. You'd lend your voice to everywhere.
Wait, what is a leaf of a book? Hold on. What is a leaf of a book? Leaf of a book?
A leaf is when you have company over. So say, you know, when you read a book, it's usually for like 4 to 5 people. If you have company over.
Yeah, leaves
you can
refer to the pages of the book.
You could take the book apart.
God.
You could insert a leaf.
Loose leaf pages.
Oh, no.
You don't like it?
I think I've divorced the concept of like loose leaf paper with like. In my mind, that's like lined paper with a leaf as being a page of a book. But I guess it is, and I
Addle,
don't like
we finally
that.
Broke him. We did it. We didn't know how we would do it, but we've been trying, and we finally did it.
Because it implies that, like, the book, the pages are made of leaves, but the pages are made of the tree.
Uh-huh.
Like,
keep
the
talking,
leaves are
and
not.
And we seal him in carbonite. There he is.
Stuck in pain.
Okay, and now we, what, oh, shit.
Rest.
I don't want this in my house, Aaron.
Oh, no. Casey, this is all yours.
Casey, go nuts.
I am going home, and I'm throwing out all of my coupons for books. I do not want them in my house anymore.
How is he still talking and moving? He's moving in the carbonite.
What a nightmare.
My mouth is full of carbonite. Carbonite in my mouth. Ugh. Worse than Crest.
Oh, I forgot. He eats carbonite. Let's do...
I want to see a scene.
Yes.
From 40 minutes ago, I think, was when we finished this riddle. JPC, you just took a book out from the library and you get back in the car and the book that you just checked out is Addle and he's exceptionally chatty. He's just talking your ear off.
I'm the book?
You're the book.
Oh my God. Okay, Addle. Here we go.
All right. Library, drop off, pick up, off the list, grocery store. Okay.
Hello, welcome. Well met, good friend.
What?
Ta 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 ta.
Fuck.
We're into knowledge. We're into knowledge. Let's go to college and ruin all our lives.
Hey, what's going on? What are you? Is this like a genie in a lamp thing? What's going on?
What's going on? What are you? You sound like a barred owl, which you'll read about in chapter 4.
What is this?
I'm a book, dear friend.
Yeah, what kind of book? A chapter 4 is all about barn owls?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm a book of anything you've ever been curious about. In the voice of Adele Riffe. I can't. Can you open it up and see who last checked me out?
Nah, I don't know that I'm going to open you up. I think I might just take you right back in.
No, wait. I'll suck your dick.
Well, grocery store, off the list, pick up mom from airport.
Yes, now
list.
We're talking, now we're
Clear
cooking with gas.
Schedule.
Scene, I think.
Just well, you're not
safe.
Sure. Aaron, why don't you let it go a little bit longer?
No.
Well.
Should we do a voicemail?
We should do a voicemail.
This ain't a llama on a bicycle.
Eagle on the subway.
An iguana who's political.
Eagle dropping mixtape.
A piranha with a butler.
Although, to be fair, that'd be kind of cool.
A cheetah eating butter.
Ooh.
Hey, it's not animal parade.
Wait, what?
I'm okay.
You've reached the voicemail.
It's not Animal Parade.
It's a
voicemail.
I want that played at my funeral.
I'm so happy. That was so good. Oh my God. That was amazing.
Was that the Shins? Who was that? That sounded amazing.
Was that Bright Eyes?
Are the Shins fans
this?
Of us? What's going on?
I think that was supposed to be like in the style of Bright Eyes or, you know,
early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
10 out of 10. Loved it. Perfect.
That was incredible. I'm crying. Aaron, I'm crying.
I know. I see.
But I do have a note, which is a cheetah eating butter. That's going to really slow it down. Cheetah in sweatpants. Nobody wants to see that.
That is, I believe, the second jingle that has been submitted by Jesse Bloodgood. So, Jesse Bloodgood, thanks again for another wonderful voicemail jingle. Hey, if you want to send a jingle, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you give it to me in a WAV file. Keep it around 30 seconds to have the best chance of having it played on the show. And I think we have a voicemail as well.
We do, but I do want to say, Jesse Bloodgood, got that good blood. For you,
yes.
35. You get... Hell, 40. We'll give you 40 seconds.
No, it's Jesse. No, we're not going to start this. We're not going to start this.
Okay, we'll see.
There's going to be a person named Jesse who sends a voicemail, and it's like, it's only 46. I'll be like, come on,
and
guys.
I'm all positive. I'm a universal donor. Casey, let's hear that voicemail.
Hi, guys. I need advice. My older sister is engaged, except it's to a guy who she's known for less than 6 months, and she's living in another country. And they plan to marry within a year. What do I do? Thank you.
Wow. Ooh. Thank you so much for the question. That is a bit of a pickle. I do like asking what do. That is
what do?
That
what
you
do?
Are correct
what an owl
to ask
would
that.
Say.
What do? Okay. So they said that their sister was in a different country. Is that what they said?
I think either their sister's in a different country or the person that they are marrying is in
gotcha.
A different country.
Okay,
yes.
Interesting.
They've only known them for 6 months and they're getting married. And it sounds like the implication here is that you want to stop this wedding. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I would be concerned, I think.
Sure. There's enough red flags in there to be concerned as a base level.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, Aaron's got one.
Ooh, Aaron's
I have
got
real
it.
Advice. Is that boring?
No.
To me,
yes.
Yeah, I'll hear it. I'll hear it and then I'll decide.
I would say... If it's easier, write a letter to your sister just with very lovingly stating your concern and say, I support you no matter what moving forward. If you could just do me a favor and make sure you sign a prenup and make sure legally you're as set up as you can be in case something is a little off just because you haven't known this person a long time. It feels like there's a lot going on. So I would, as gently as possible, communicate that to my sister because I would want someone to do that for me. If I got engaged after 6 months, someone who lived in a different country.
Aaron, can I add a tiny caveat? And I don't think it changes it much to your advice.
Make the letter funny?
No. I think instead of writing the letter, just cut out the letters from a magazine and arrange it. Sign it, Dr. Millionaire, and
yes.
Make the tone Ooh. Way scarier.
Well, yep. Dr. Millionaire is redundant. You just say one or the other. I would say, speaking of letters and writing stuff, I would say write a little note, put it in an envelope, seal it. Date it 6 months from now.
Yeah.
So put 6 months from now as a date and say, do not open until that date. Hand it to your sister with a big old smile and say, I'm so happy for you. What's going to happen is they got engaged in 6 months. I don't think this is fit to last. I want nothing but the best for your sister, but it sounds a little too soon. But who knows? Love is love, and I don't know. But it sounds too soon. So what's going to happen is it's all going to fall apart in probably exactly 6 months. When it does, she'll then be prompted to open the letter because that date is on it. And inside, in your handwriting, it's going to say, I told you so. And then you don't have to say it. You're there for her emotionally, verbally, everything. But 6 months ago, you dunked on your sister.
Don't do that.
Here's my advice. Here's my real, real, actual advice. There is honestly in this world no way to stop your siblings from making whatever decisions they're going to make. They're their own people. I know it feels like you want to control them. And I know it feels like you have their best interests at heart, but there's no way to do it.
Is it Sadia?
The only thing, she's a parent. The only thing that you can do is do the best for yourself. So here's what I recommend. Whoever this person is that your sister is marrying, you got to fuck them first. You got to fuck them, make them fall in love with you, and marry
Cut them off.
Before your sister
Play the voicemail
can marry
again.
Them.
Pop his head
off. They
Pop
marry, his head off. If you are not married to them, they
out.
Can't marry your sister. And then you divorce that motherfucker. As that. No, don't give me the voicemail theme again. Come on.
This is like the Oscars. When
playing them off.
You know the Oscars when they play Animal Parade if somebody's speech goes too long?
Well, you're a good person to be concerned about your sister. I think... Say something, you won't regret it. Do it as gently as possible. And we wish you the best of luck. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Boy, oh boy. I would probably plug Sitcom D&D and Bill Budd's podcasts. But I'm not going to, because this is my time and Daddy needs to eat. So I want to plug, what did I make today? Cacio pepe. It's like spaghetti, but more pepper.
I think cacio pepe is your go-to. I think you like saying cacio pepe.
The last couple days, here's what happened is I went to Trader Joe's. They had frozen cacio pepe, or nice. As I say, cacio pepe. And I was like, this actually looks pretty good. And then it's just been branded into my brain. So anytime I reach back there, I grasp in the dark recess of my brain to pull forward a food during improv, right there, sitting in the top of the freezer, cacio pepe. Hey, Aaron, anything to plug?
I'd say check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. I was on that recently and I had a great time. GPC, any review to read?
Yes, there is some Aaron. I apologize for waiting too long to start what I was saying because you gave me the correct prompt. Yes, there is some innie. If you have a 5-star review and you want to send it to the show, just leave a 5-star review anywhere. I might read it on the show. Hey, today I'm reading one from Comedy Fanatic. This one says, love Michael Hitchcock. Big fan of Michael Hitchcock. So funny and so quick at comebacks. Loved this episode. Comedy Fanatic, I think you might be mistaking leaving an episode-specific review for just leaving a review of the show, but
that's fine. We'll take
Michael
it.
Michael Hitchcock has been on twice and two times out of, 300 episodes? That ain't so bad.
Oh, yeah. And if something I want to plug, go watch any Christopher Guest movie with Michael Hitchcock. That guy's so fucking funny.
Amen.
Someone's going to turn this podcast off and someone's going to be like, hey, what were you just listening to? And they're just going to be like,
nothing. I was listening to nothing.
Michael Hitchcock is the funniest screamer in any. Like, if you watch him in films where he screams, he's the fun.
When he gets worked up.
Scream. Yes.
Yeah. Great
him
scream.
And Will
great
Ferrell, I think, are two great screamers.
Yeah.
Well, good night.
Oh, Aaron, I wanted to eat my cacio pepe, but I can't do it under.
Jupiter, yeah. No, Casey, don't.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Aaron, your suggestion is cacio pepe.
What rhymes with Pepe? Goodbye.
What rhymes with Pepe?
This has been Hey Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, scarecrows and scared crows. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We have Dan Lipper and Ryan Rosenberg from Mandog Pod on to do some haunted house improv. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.